sunny day. Day sunny, but the high is 34. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows 13. Friday, another sunny day as predicted. The high is around 32 degrees, exactly on the freezing dot. So it's kind of a preview of what to expect this week. And, of course, you know already Eric Ott is opening for the two musicians we have with us today, Kahalen and Sean, and they're at the Red Door. But other stuff that's going on tonight, Lucas Rossi is at the Dover Brick House in Dover at 9. That's rock pop music. Oren Moore is at the Rira Irish Pub here in Portsmouth at 7. That's Celtic music. Yvonne Obert and Nate Therrien playing together. The kind of regulars at the Wentworth by the Sea in Newcastle, New Hampshire. That's jazz, and that starts at 7. Stalemate, playing with OK Wynn, playing with Hello Ninja. I get a kick out of that name. Playing with Beat Surrender. All four bands starting at 8 p.m. And it's saying on my calendar that's Dutch pop music. So it's kind of an unusual genre. If you want to hear what Dutch pop music sounds like, show up at Harper's Ferry in Alston, Massachusetts tonight at 8. You can hear some of that. Scott Teruli Group playing at 8 tonight. That's a rock band at The Church, which, yes, it is a club, in Boston. Delta Spirit playing with the Willows. They start at 8. That's thrash. It says thrash and visual, so I don't know if that's a film background or they've got some paintings as well or some kind of visual art. It's at the Middle East in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Old School, of course, you heard a lot of them. We play them a lot. They're at the Dolphin Striker starting at 8 p.m., and that's a rock band right here in good old Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So we are segueing into Kahalen Morrison here. Can you hear me, Kahalen? You can. Okay, Kahalen up, and you are kind of like, you guys are kind of like best friends. Is he your buddy, like kind of?
Oh, I wouldn't say best friend. He's a buddy, though, yeah.
Yeah, you seem to know each other really well, and it's, I don't, like, is, are you guys traveling by yourselves together all over the country with your music, or?
Well, this is the first kind of tour we've done together, but we've both flew into Portland, Maine, and rented a car, and then drove up to Halifax, so that was some bonding time, if you will.
Yeah.
And then drove back down, and we've got a few more dates before we both fly out, so.
It's good. It's good to like the people you're traveling with. It's a lot of time
together. Yeah, it would be good. That's true.
It would be good. In theory.
No, we have a good time. We have a very good time.
That's a really unusual tattoo, and I'm trying to like kind of make it out. It's kind of abstract.
It's not a birthday cake.
Tribal
tattoo.
Your first guess. No, I wasn't gonna say that. I was looking at it the other way. Like it's on his forearm, and it kind of like I was looking at it. If your fist is down, like as being like a vertical. I was thinking it was a binder, but I write, so
a
I don't know.
A binder? That
yeah.
Would be good. That's a
I'm
new
a little
one.
Weird.
I've gotten various things. Somebody thought it was a wiring diagram of something.
Oh.
And then I get
people out in the lobby who are tearing apart our ceiling right
not,
now? Oh,
not,
okay.
not the electricians. No. And some people think it's a birthday cake, but it's actually a mountain range.
Ah.
So.
Is that where you're from?
It is.
Okay.
Northern New Mexico, yeah.
Point out, like, on your tattoo where, like, you're from.
Oh,
on the mountains
well, this...
There.
Oh, you can just see them from where I'm from.
I mean, like, are you, like, on that little peak? Are you on
no,
that?
No.
Oh, you can see? That's, like, your window.
I'm from right
that's
here.
Your window. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah. No, I feel kind of like I'm hanging out in your living room looking out the window.
Right.
Now.
Exactly.
So, all right. All the way from New Mexico. Where in New Mexico is that?
Way north central, about 20 miles south of the Colorado border.
Oh, wow.
So way up in the mountains. Up there, so.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Our mountains are different. They're a little more jagged. It's like a completely different type of mountain range. We got
true.
White mountains out here in New Hampshire, though.
They're a little tamer.
So you have been out there then. Where have you guys gone on your tour thus far?
We drove up to Halifax, and so everywhere in between Portland and Halifax, and then played last night at One Longfellow in Portland.
What's in between that?
Not
Aroostook
much.
County? Yeah, not much, I was going to say.
Well, we went up through Houlton, crossed at Houlton, Maine, and then drove up to Moncton and stayed in Moncton, New Brunswick, and toured this factory where they make these guitar cases. And
oh, all right.
Kind of schmoozed with the guy and got some good deals.
It was it depressing to tour the factory, or was it kind of fun? Like, just picture slave labor, like people working 14-hour shifts.
It wasn't a beaming group of workers. They were pretty glum looking.
Yeah.
But hey, if I was inhaling fiberglass and paint fumes all day, I'd be pretty glum myself.
Right, right.
But they make high-quality instrument cases. So.
Which is important, and you need that. Protect your instrument.
And then, so not much other than Moncton. We just kind of went straight to Halifax.
You're not really 23. You're 23?
I'm 24, actually, now.
Oh, wow. Old soul. Yeah, I think you're an old soul. Do people tell you that?
Sure, yeah. You do.
You're just faking it for my show. All right. Well, I got to hear something, Susie. What you're playing from Old Timey Newfangled, obviously. Do you have something that's kind of coming out soon? Like, do you have new songs yet, or is this brand new that I'm looking at?
I do have new songs, but this is pretty brand new. It came out in October. It's pretty new. It was a live. I recorded a live show, so it's no overdubs, no second takes. It's all just a live show.
Mm-hmm.
That I did at this place called the Western Jubilee Warehouse Theater in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, that sounds cool. And it's actually in an old warehouse with the high ceilings.
Yeah, it was an old train depot warehouse. And nice. They made it into this little theater. And it's where folks like Waddy Mitchell and Rich O'Brien, all the old cowboy guys who are on this Western Jubilee label, they record there and stuff. And Norman Blake records there. And a lot of people have played there. It's this kind of secret place in Colorado Springs.
You're like an alien underground cowboy, kind of.
Sure, yeah.
Do you ever play in a cowboy hat?
Occasionally. I'm home, I can do that. Yeah.
Oh, you can do that here. I think it'd be kind of cool. I'm looking at the cover of the album he's describing, and he's holding a guitar against him, but it's got like the three, what do you call the end part of a guitar? I don't even know. It's got the three.
Headstocks.
The headstocks, three headstocks, the guitar crossing out where his neck would be, and they all kind of like compress his head. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of a ghoulish thing. My brother-in-law did the design for me. So.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I was reading that because I liked the art on it. I just had his name in front of me. Artwork by Matt Ballow?
Blue.
Okay. Yeah, good for him. It looks kind of cool. All right. Well, do you want to roll into, you want to play some Holy Roller Roll? Or?
Sure, yeah.
All
I'll
right.
Do that one for you.
So let's hear some of those.
My baby, she's sweet. Said, oh, my baby, she's fine. Said, oh, my baby, she's sweet. She's as sweet as the summertime. But a holy roller, roll on time. You got to say, holy roller, roll. Said, holy roller, roll. Roll.
Helen Morrison, who's live in the studio. And Holy Roller Roll, and that one is on that's the first track off Old Timey and New Fangled, which just came out in October. And can people order that off MySpace?
Yes.
Yes?
Indirectly. Well, CD okay. Baby is probably the easiest
CD way. Baby?
Or my website, which is just kahalen.com.
Oh, okay. Kahalen.com. And, of course, you can probably also buy it at the concert tonight. Going to have some there.
Definitely.
And as well as Sean Cromwell's The Turning of Clocks will also be there.
Which you can also buy on CD Baby.
Which you can also buy on CD Baby. That just came to me. And, all right, we got, I know this is kind of a little bit out of order. I ask for these set lists and then I like fangle them all up in different ways. But this song that's called It Is Red, But It Is Not a Wooden Swing just jumps out at me for some reason. And I kind of want to dedicate it to myself. Do you think that's too self-centered for me to dedicate that to myself? It is red, but it is not a wooden swing.
No, go for it. Do it.
This is from Kim Sedlak to Kim Sedlak. It is red, but it is not a wooden swing.
Has got a blister. It's about the size of a nickel. And my palm holds a nickel now. It's about the size of a dime. I tried to jump the cold battery with incense and flattery. Oh, but there's something inside of me. It says, just try the key. Grab the rope and hope for hope and pray and hope that you'll see.
Great stuff. Okay, Helen Morrison, and that is It Is Red But It Is Not a Wooden Swing off Old Timey and Newfangled. And so I've been, like, snooping through your online diary here because I'm that kind of groupie. And it says when you're in Washington, you're playing, resting, writing, and hanging out with a certain two-year-old. Do you have a two-year-old, or is that a sibling?
Thankfully, I do not have a two-year-old. No, I've been living with my sister. She just had her second kid.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm kind of nannying, cooking and cleaning and hanging out with the older kid a lot.
You're Uncle Cahalan.
I am.
Cool. It would be cool to have a musician uncle like that. Do you play kids' songs for them?
I don't. She actually does not like it when I play.
Huh.
Quite seriously. My other niece, my other sister has some kids too, and my other niece loves it and always wants me to play all the time.
Right.
And
this, do you do like the farm song and all those? Like?
Actually, she likes me to play my own song.
Oh,
she
very cool.
Them, so that's cool. She's like 3 and a half. So it's a little easier.
Uh-huh.
But this Cambria, who is the niece I've been hanging out with, doesn't like it when I play. She'll say no when I pick up a guitar. No play. So that's
just not her style.
Kind of sometimes when all I want to do is play, and she's just like,
yeah.
But then she has this little magnet thing that sticks on the fridge that when you like punch the button, it plays. She'll be coming around the mountain on this like, you know, synthesizer banjo thing,
right?
And it's really awful.
Yeah,
and,
so you're not into her music either. Yeah, it's a mutual.
No,
yeah,
it
just...
is. The feeling is reciprocated.
That's too funny. All right. Well, I guess it's kind of late for Ode to Autumn, but it just sounds like a good song. Let's just play Ode to Autumn.
All right. Gold in one leaf of a cottonwood tree than in all the great chapels of Rome, and on the royal infall seems to tell all the things that I had now I know. So let me play your guitar, sing a song for you that already know. So let me play your guitar, sing a song for you that already know. Song for you that's already yours.
Well, all the hens are bound to roost just like they always do, in a bed of straw, just knowing snow is near. While the horses grudge and neigh, the dry switch back to hay, while the season takes its last breath for another year. So let me play, oh, guitar, sing a song for you with all of your. So let me play, oh, guitar.
And that song there was Ode to Autumn. And I noticed you have something about wood, because I mean, there were lyrics about wood and Ode to Autumn, and then of course in the title of It Is Red But It Is Not a Wooden Swing, then you've got tied to the chestnut tree, and you've got a woodworking site linked up to you somewhere.
Oh, I do, yeah. That's a friend of mine. I forgot about that. In Colorado Springs, he's a woodworker. He builds furniture out of just kind of, you know, reclaimed junk wood, scrap wood.
Yeah.
And actually, probably the underlying thing is my dad is a woodworker.
Aha.
And
cool.
As am I, kind of.
Uh-huh. So, what kind of stuff do you make?
Well, actually, this summer, my dad and I built a banjo together.
Oh, wow.
So that was a fun, we just kind of totally winging it, you know, just went in without plans or anything and just looked at some banjos and stuff and then kind of went for it blindly. And, you know, for a shot in the dark, it was a pretty good thing. It works pretty well. It's a fretless gut string banjo, so it's kind of super old timey sound, and it's funky as all get out, as are a lot of, you know, handmade instruments who are made by people who are not instrument makers.
Kind.
it is one of a kind, I'll tell you that much. I couldn't reproduce that if I tried either.
Who's got it right now? Does your dad have it?
I have it, actually. I don't have it with me in the studio. It's in Seattle. But
okay. Do you ever write music on it? Or?
Yeah, I wrote one song on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with wood?
Actually, there is wood in the song. by way of trees.
Yeah.
It's cool. But you could play it if you'd like. It's on the record.
Okay, why don't I do that then?
I'm actually playing that song on that banjo. So
okay,
and my dad's playing fiddle. So I guess that's
very cool, very cool. And let me see, what's the name of the song?
It is called "It's Good to Get Up in the Morning."
It's good to get up in the morning. All right, let's hear that.
Whistle like a lark, can you sing like a jay? Whistle like a lark, can you sing like a jay? Whistle like a lark, can you sing like a jay? It's good to get up in the morning. Drippings in the cast iron pan on the stove. Drippings in the cast iron pan on the stove. Drippings in the cast iron pan on the stove. It's good to get up in the morning. Like a pine, it's good to get up in the morning.
bend like a bow, dripping like a sap, I bend like a bow, dripping like a sap, I bend like a bow. It's good to get up in the morning. Shiver like a lark and you sing like a jay. Shiver like a lark, you sing like a jay. Shiver like a lark and you sing like a jay. It's good to get up in the morning.
It's good to get up in the morning, and that was Cahalan Morrison playing with his dad on an instrument they built together, a banjo that they built together that he's playing, and his dad is playing fiddle along with him, so it's pretty cool stuff. And that is on his album Old Timey and Newfangled. Amare Cantare will present a concert for children on Sunday, February 7th at 2:30 p.m. at the Exeter Town Hall, 4 Front Street. This is their first program designed especially for children ages 7 to 13. Choral music is a vital and dynamic form of artistic expression, yet the challenges of today's economy have resulted in a decline in opportunities for children to be exposed to great choral music. This free 40-minute program will engage the audience with pieces from a variety of countries, traditions, and musical styles. Children will be able to experience live choral music as a vehicle for telling stories, making jokes, and expressing ideas, emotions, and humor. More details about the program can be found at amarecantare.com, spelled AmareCantare.com. So we're still here on Seacoast Scene, and we're with you for another half hour, and we have been talking to and listening to Sean Cromwell, and now we're talking to and listening to some Cahalan Morrison. Both of them will be playing at the Red Door with our local Eric Ott tonight from 8 to 11. So you want to check that out. And we were talking to, let me bring you back up here. There you are, Cahalan. We were talking to Sean a little bit early about how hard the Red Door is to find if you don't know where it is. But
we found that out.
Yeah, yeah.
We walked right past it, and we're just like, man.
I mean, all the Portsmouth locals can find it. If you're new and you haven't been there before and you kind of, you know, you Google it or you get the address, don't give up. It's right near all the businesses on the street know where it is. And it does have a red door.
It's true to its name. Yeah. It's nothing but a red door.
Right,
so.
Right. Don't look for a sign. Look for the actual. What's that? What do you say?
It's got four walls on a floor, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they could confuse that with a lot of places. All right, let's. I'm still on this wood theme with you. Do you want to play Tied to the Chestnut Tree? Because it's
sure.
Just kind of in the grain of wood here.
I never really realized that, like, all my songs have wood stuff in them.
Yeah,
until you said that.
Takes an outsider.
Yeah, somebody said something else. Somebody brought up another theme that's in like all my songs that I hadn't realized either. So. Oh, the sun. I read about the sun a lot.
Oh.
The sun will be in this song, too.
The sun shining on the wood.
Something like that.
Shines on. times for something that sounds like a song. Say you were not there, but the sun doesn't care. She shines on. I said you were not there, but the sun doesn't care. She shines on. New man in town, walking around in a white linen coat. I said 10,000 yellow butterflies following in float. New man in town, walking around in a white linen hat. 10,000 yellow butterflies, what do you think of that?
Head to the chestnut tree. And let me ask you, so here, of course, with Kaylin Morrison, and I've got him for another 25 minutes here on Seacoast Scene. This is, you know, my question. I ask this to everybody, but I'm just curious, like, the first song in your memory or that you've been told by your parents that you really either remember grooving to or just became totally obsessed with, or...
I think that's a hard one. I even had time to prep because
I know. Yeah, he was. Kaylin was here during Sean's interview. They're both kind of here.
I can tell you that it was
together.
Not AC/DC, though. Not to discredit Sean's answer, but
my dad was a rocker.
My dad was not a rocker, not in any way. It was probably by Hot Rise, the bluegrass group Hot Rise.
Oh, okay.
Tim O'Brien and Pete Wernick and Nick Forrester and Charles Sautel. My dad listened to a lot of bluegrass and old time and stuff like that, and so I can remember bluegrass being the first thing that I got into when I was, like, you know, my first memory of music. So, because we would go to shows and festivals and stuff when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine it probably would have been Hot Rise because that was my dad's favorite group. So
okay.
Whatever my dad's favorite thing was probably my favorite thing too. Because
you probably heard a lot of it.
Yeah, and I just copied everything he did.
Oh, so. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good role model.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite bluegrass bands as you got older? What are some of your favorite bluegrass bands now?
Well, Hot Rise is actually still
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
And all Tim O'Brien's solo stuff is really cool, which is not necessarily straight bluegrass. A lot of it is he's been doing a lot of, like, Irish stuff in it, and then, you know, folk and blues, and just kind of runs the gamut of roots, American roots stuff, and mashes it all up into one with all the best players around. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, the only bluegrass I have right now is Bela Fleck. I like it a lot, but I've been playing it for a while, so I have to get some new bluegrass. What are your influences besides bluegrass?
Well, like Sean, I went to school for music, but I also did jazz, but I did percussion. So I mainly played trap set.
Okay. Did you play drums before you played guitar? Or you played both, kind of?
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was really young, but like any 9-year-old, you know, I learned G and was like, man, that was hard. And then I was done for, you know, a year or whatever.
My fingers need to heal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I had, you know, the basics done, you know, when I was 10 or whatever. But then, I mean, I didn't play seriously until I was, you know, the tail end of college.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, influences. And then I started playing the drums in like 6th grade or, you know, when I was like 12 or something.
Okay. Were you in band with the big bonger
thing? No,
okay.
we didn't have band.
Wow.
I'm from a small place.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a public school that didn't have band. There is.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called Escalante High School.
It sounds cool.
No
Escalante.
Music. No music program whatsoever. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
Sports and stuff.
Was there art, like visual art?
No art either.
Wow.
Nope.
Was it one room?
Or theater or anything. No, not one room. It was bigger than that.
Yeah.
But the school was maybe like 120 kids or something.
Right.
You know.
What's the trade-off for having like breathtaking views from everywhere?
That's true.
You gotta pick your poison.
Yeah. It was a great place to grow up in a lot of respects.
And, yeah.
But I played in like a bar band since I was like 13. So, because, you know, everybody knows everybody, and so if your parents came to the show with you, you could play
right.
in a bar.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So we played at like this place called Ben's Lounge in Chama, New Mexico, the first time when I was like 12.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been playing in bars for
Ben's Lounge
12 years.
Yeah. Were you the cool kid at school for playing Ben's Lounge when you were 12?
Were
you like, come out and see me at Ben's Lounge?
I don't know.
Get your parents to drive you.
Cool. I was not the cool. All the other kids in the band were probably a lot cooler than I was.
Were you the youngest person in the band?
No, there was a younger guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was 8.
Yeah, he played keyboards, which played all the like horn parts.
Oh, okay.
Because we were playing like New Mexican
right.
like, dance music,
okay.
all Spanish music, like rancheros and polkas and stuff. So.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. What was the name of that of your?
We were called Tequila Smoke.
Tequila
pretty,
Smoke.
We even had we had I don't know where we acquired this U-Haul trailer, the smallest U-Haul trailer, but it was like stolen or something, and we painted it blue and then put our name on the side of it even. So we even had like a band trailer. It was cool.
Wow.
It was real cool. We painted it to match the one guy with a truck. We painted it to match the same color blue. So it was,
so
we were slick. We were
well.
Real slick.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it, Tequila Smoke, while you play something.
I don't know if you'll find anything online. We didn't have a very big online presence. But hey.
Hey, that's cool. All right. Well, I got a couple of things to play. We could hear So It Goes, So It Be. We could hear Humble Hen, which was kind of a cool name, Honey Baby. What do you want? What do you want?
Let's do the So It Goes, So It Be. It's a banjo tune. So let me just switch over real quick.
Let me switch over to the banjo. Where'd you get this one? This one is obviously not homemade, but...
This is Sean's banjo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's made by a guy named Bart Ryder in...
Haslett, Michigan.
Thank you.
grows, and so it be. Once a sapling is a mighty oak tree, so it goes, and so it be. Once a sapling is a mighty oak tree. Sip a little porter, I sip a little stout. The tide flows in, the tide flows out. I sip a little porter, I sip a little stout.
So it be here with Kehalen Morrison, and that song's on your old-timey and newfangled, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, and you can pick up that, and also Sean Cromwell, who was playing with us and speaking with us from 3 to 4, his album The Turning of Clocks. Both of those, you can get them online at CD Baby, or you can get them, there's a concert tonight if you turn out for that. The albums will be there, obviously, and they'll be playing stuff off those, and a little bit of new stuff as well, and that's at the Red Door from 8 to 11 tonight. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, there's still time. Get out there and have a great night. Let's see here. I actually, while you were playing that, I googled tequila smoke, and the only thing I could get for it was smoked jalapeno tequila Sivash. Is that...
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know. I don't know Spanish. But, yeah, that's it. Well, the name is still available then, I guess. If you have like a reunion, there's no other.
we'll see about that.
If you still have the van. What happened to the U-Haul? Were you able to sell it?
The U-Haul's still painted and everything. It's just at one of the guy's houses.
Wow.
Yeah, or his parents' house where we all practiced in the garage.
Oh, all right.
So,
have you thought about you guys using that as a tour bus or?
We hadn't, but now it's seeming like a pretty good idea. Yeah.
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 How many places have you guys been together? You guys came from LA to where have you? I know you just came from Nova Scotia, but before that, where have you guys been traversing together here?
Together, not at all.
Okay.
I've been up in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Playing around Seattle and British Columbia and Oregon and
that's
Washington.
A lot of outdoor concerts, isn't it? I lived in Oregon. I lived in Eugene. I lived in Portland for a while, and I loved it. But there was a lot of bonfire music, which we don't have out in this area, which was cool.
Yeah. Not too much in the winter.
Not in the winter.
Yeah.
In the winter, we've got like rain, constant rain in Oregon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Constant.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
Especially growing up in northern New Mexico, where it's like 366 days of sunshine a year.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
So it's a tough transition to go. And I moved there in November, mm-hmm. which is kind of like, you know, the onset of it, in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just like, man, you can't move there then. You got to get there in the summer when it's like, you know, it's the most beautiful place on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the summer, it's ideal. Yeah. But then, and that is the only reason why people live there is because the summers are so nice.
Yeah.
And then they just endure the gray, the 9 months of gray.
I mean, people don't have umbrellas. Like, nobody who lives in Oregon has an umbrella. You just pick a hoodie up and bike right through it.
Yeah, I like how you can always spot the tourists because they have umbrellas.
Everybody
else is just like, you know, I know I'm going to get wet. I don't care.
Yeah. No, and then I came back to the East Coast and I got right back into the umbrella thing. Like, it's really funny. It took me hardly any time. Now I have an umbrella during snow. Like, there'll be like snow flurries and I'll have this gigantic, actually that Terry bought me, this gigantic umbrella that just kind of comes down over my whole body. So, yeah. But it toughens you up when you're out there. Well, you know, the other thing I remember for music is big festivals. Like, they had lots of big music festivals, more so than we do. Did you play those out there?
I haven't really played any festivals out there. I'm playing a festival in outside of Spokane mm-hmm. this summer in August. It's called mm-hmm. the Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival. It's a cool, kind of new festival, but getting bigger. Last year they had like Daryl Scott and Crooked Still.
All right.
And the Steep Canyon Rangers. And this year Dan Deminsky Band is headlining, so that'll be
That's cool. New Hampshire has a bluegrass festival. It's like way out in the middle of nowhere in New Hampshire. I'll have to Google that, but we have one, and I'm not sure what time of year it is, but I know it's kind of big for New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. All right, what do you want to play for us now? How about this is Humble Hen. You want to play some Humble Hen?
Sure.
It's still the same in spite of everything. The stars are out shining like they've always been. I can't find my way to go home. William shooting gophers with his 22. From across the table I look up at you. Now I can still see the moon, so I know I'm not alone. Can't find my way to go home. Trade his loving for another gun. Now I know he ain't
great stuff. Everything we've heard tonight has been great. And that there was Humble Hen, and that is Kehalen Morrison. And we want to think, kind of wrapping up here, I think we're going to be able to maybe squeeze in one more song, and it's going to be Honey Baby. Is that cool?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, but before you slide into that, I just want to say thank you so much, both of you, for coming out tonight. Sean Cromwell, who was here earlier, and Kehalen Morrison, and just great music, great guys to talk to, and they will be playing tonight. It's a good opportunity to see some really good live local music. And I'd really like to thank Terry Blake for coming in and helping me out with the sound. And always there when I need him, kind of balancing everything out. It sounded really good in the mix. So this is going to wrap up Seacoast Scene for today. And then Terry's going to have Seacoast Scene next week. And I will see you on, I'll see you on Fan Talk on Saturday. I'll be interviewing Grass Dogs from 8 to 10. And then I'll be on my show Monday, Redhead Spins the Blues from 1 to 3. And we'll be talking to LJ Delta. So we're going to slide in after the song. We're going to slide in probably to some Democracy Now!, which is a great progressive news show. And I really recommend you stay tuned for that. And I'm just getting up. I'm getting up to the hour. It's 5 to 5, 4:55 p.m. So you're listening, of course, to WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. And this is Honey Baby.
It is now 5 o'clock, and you are listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. It is now time for Democracy Now!
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
We will leave on the Greyhound bus tomorrow morning at either 5:15 or 6:45. We were all again made aware of what we can expect to face. Jail, extreme violence, or death.
In 1961, 12 people, both black and white, decided that they would test the segregation laws of the South by simply getting on buses, you know, Greyhound buses and Trailways buses, and going down south, and the white and black people would sit together at the front of the bus. They would eat together in the restaurants and in the bus stations. The white people would use the colored-only restrooms, and the black people would use the white-only restrooms, and they would just see what would happen to them. And they had no police protection, no army protection, very little press when they started out, and they had no idea that it would really turn into this mass movement.
Award-winning filmmaker Stanley Nelson premieres Freedom Riders at the Sundance Film Festival. They were threatened, attacked, and jailed, and they changed America. Today, as we begin Black History Month, we speak with two of the Freedom Riders, one black, one white, about their journey through the Deep South and their nonviolent struggle for racial justice.